the addition of Sarah Palin gave us a renewed sense of urgency because she's being portrayed as a supporter of women's rights. She's being portrayed as a feminist when, in fact, her positions on so many of the issues really are anathema to ours. The idea that she opposes abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, those kinds of positions are so completely out of step with American women.
That's Kim Gandy, president of the National Organization for Women. Earlier today, now endorsed Senator Barack Obama. This is a bit rare for them. They don't endorse in the general very often, most often in the party primaries. And yet Senator Obama and Biden have their endorsement for a number of reasons. Earlier today, we had an opportunity to talk with Wendy Wright, president of Concerned Women for America, about this endorsement. We'll get to that in just a moment. A little later in the program, Pastor Will Wheaton will join us. We'll talk about third century bishop and martyr Cyprian of Carthage, and then we'll spend the rest of today's program talking with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, the beginning of a four-part series on the great solas of the Reformation. Today we'll begin with Christ alone. Dr. Rod Rosenblatt is co-host of the radio program The White Horse Inn. I talked earlier today with Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America about this endorsement of National Organization for Women, Barack Obama and Senator Biden. I began by asking Wendy, was she surprised by this endorsement?
No, this follows their pattern. They have consistently endorsed the Democratic candidate for president. In the past, they have endorsed in the primaries. For example, in 2004, they endorsed Carol Moseley Braun, who's a little known senator from Illinois who didn't make it very long in the primary race. The National Organization for Women has previously criticized the choice of Governor Sarah Palin as John McCain's running mate, so it's not surprising that they would follow what's been their pattern, and that is to support a ticket that is that favors abortion on demand and very liberal feminist policies.
Does the National Organization for Women speak for American women, or does it speak for as many women as it claims to speak for?
Yeah, they clearly only represent their own members. However, they do have a habit, which they've had since its founding, of claiming to speak on behalf of all women. You'll note if you watch any interviews with representatives from NOW, they always talk about women want or women demand as if all women are monolithic, that we all think alike, that we're just robotons and follow what they believe. And actually, it's the NOW's claims to speak on behalf of all women that created the desire to have an alternative. Concerned Women for America was begun as a response to the fact that NOW claimed to speak on behalf of all women and yet clearly did not represent the views of so many women and were advocating policies that many women find to be quite destructive.
Let's talk about Senator Obama's record. Is it in fact pro-woman, as the press release from NOW indicates in their endorsement?
Senator Obama, when he was a senator in the Illinois Senate, voted three times against the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, and that stated that if a baby was born alive from survived a botched abortion, that that baby ought to be treated as a human being. He voted against it three times. That shows how extreme he is when it comes to abortion. He's even in favor of post-birth abortion. Now, we know that abortion is very destructive to women as well as fatal to the unborn child. And the best policies would be ones that would reduce abortions like he claims he wants. The best policies for women would be ones that would be offering women alternatives to abortion rather than pressuring them to have abortions and keeping alternatives away from women. So Senator Obama does not have a very good record when it comes to promoting policies that are helpful to women. The same with Senator Biden. His signature issue that NOW trumpets is that he sponsored the Violence Against Women Act. Well, the Violence Against Women Act is a billion-dollar boondoggle for liberal feminist groups. The federal government spends $1 billion a year for programs that are run by feminist groups, and studies have been done that show that these programs that are being funded end up resulting in costs of over $20 billion to the American taxpayer because they promote policies that destroy families, which then causes more cost to society.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about in particular, I wonder if you know about this Prevention First Act that now says is one of its biggest reasons for endorsing Obama, given as he's a co-sponsor of this. It now claims that it would strengthen access to contraception, reproductive health care, and prevent unwanted pregnancies. Is this true of the Prevention First Act?
The claim that it would prevent pregnancies is that it would require that even more government money is spent on family planning each year. Their argument is that more money for contraception would lead to fewer unintended pregnancies and fewer abortions. Sadly, that's not the reality. The United States now spends about $1.6 billion on family planning. We've been doing that since about 1972-73, and yet the pregnancy rates did not go down during that time period. The abortion rates didn't go down until the government started helping with funding of abstinence programs. So the Prevention First bill would simply provide more of our tax dollars to special interest groups like Planned Parenthood, which is the largest abortion provider in the country, and gets a third of its budget, over $300 million a year, from us, the taxpayers, to go to these family planning programs. Well, if you think about it, we're giving money to an organization that profits from abortion. So they're certainly not going to have policies or programs that are going to reduce their abortion business. So the Prevention First bill is would provide more funding to the special interest allies of Senator Obama and Biden.
Is the National Organization for Women gaining or losing influence, do you think, Wendy?
Well, they seem to have really lost influence, particularly after they stuck by Bill Clinton during the charges against him of sexual harassment and abuse. When Bill Clinton was in undergoing the impeachment trial, the NOW stood solidly behind him, even though their signature issue was sexual harassment. So they chose a man who was a serial, who had charges, allegations of serial sexual harassment against various women. They stuck by him and against the women who claimed to be his victims. So they don't seem to be gaining in their membership, but sadly, they do seem to continue gaining in the amount of federal money that gets funded to them.
Do you think that their endorsement of Senators Obama and Biden will sway many women who may be undecided in the presidential election?
That remains to be seen. And the current polling is showing that the choice of Governor Sarah Palin has really drawn the attention of and the imagination of many women and men across the country. So this will be an interesting experiment to see whether many of the women of the United States follow the lead of NOW or instead they are doing what the polls seem to be indicating, and that is supporting the conservative woman on the different ticket.
I guess a final question here. Does it strike you as odd, not that women always vote for women, but that Senator McCain could have chosen a woman as a running mate here, and that the National Organization for Women, that generally tends to speak for the best of women, will not endorse such a candidate?
Yes, I think it's an irony that they claim to speak on behalf of all women, that they claim to be in favor of policies that would promote women into higher office, and now here is the best chance for a woman to be in the second highest office in the land, and they are opposing her. So it really helps to expose their true agenda. They're not representing all women, and they only represent some women, those women that would pursue policies and programs that fit a liberal feminist agenda.
Finally, what are you hearing from your supporters on the selection of Governor Sarah Palin?
There is tremendous excitement about Governor Sarah Palin, and it's represented among our members as well as the general public. She has really captured the imagination of people. Here's someone who has reformed, has a true record of reform, someone who really does seem to be able to do it all, raise a young family, as well as accomplish remarkable things in office that her predecessors were never able to accomplish. So this has been an exciting race to watch, and it really could help to promote good policies that are good for women, and not just promoting candidates who hew to the liberal feminist agenda.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. We've got a link posted to Concerned Women for America under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand and you'll find that link to Concerned Women for America. Wendy, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
Folks, you and your congregation can help us defend life from beginning to end by joining the Issues Etc. 300. This is where we're asking 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 in their mission or advertising budget every year for Issues Etc. You can find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at our website, issuesetc.org. Click the sponsors page. You'll even find a one-page handout that you can take to your congregation, your pastor, your mission board, your advertising board, that explains everything about the Issues Etc. 300. Thanks for standing with the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Hour two of Issues Etc. is next. Pastor Will Wheaton on the 3rd century bishop and martyr Cyprian of Carthage. And then we'll begin a 4-part series on the solas of the Reformation with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. We'll begin with Christ Alone.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.